Update of the avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026. Increase in avalanche danger as the snowfall becomes more intense. New snow and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released easily, or in isolated cases naturally, above the tree line. Such avalanche-prone locations are covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridge lines and in gullies and bowls. Avalanches can reach medium size. Avalanches can also be released in the old snowpack and reach large size, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area, 20 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The wind will be strong at times. Further wind slabs will form. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.4, cold following warm, warm following cold. The tendency for Wednesday, the 1st of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.